wrapped up this morning, just one more thought that I want to leave with you. So the crowds saw Jesus. Look at slide 24, if you would. Jesus had ended these sayings. The crowd, they were astonished at his teaching. They were blown away by what he had to say and his authority and the way that he said the things that he said. They marveled. My question, did the masses, did the whole crowd end up following Jesus? No, they ended up crying, "Crucify him." Most of them. C.S. Lewis had a great quote in Mere Christianity. I want to share it with you. Maybe this will touch someone's heart today. He says, "When I was a child, I often had toothaches, and I knew that if I went to my mother, she would give me something which would deaden the pain for the night and let me get to sleep. But I did not go to my mother, at least not at first. Not till the pain became so very bad that I couldn't stand it anymore. And the reason I didn't go to her was this. I did not doubt that she would give me the aspirin or what I needed, but I knew that she would also do something else. I knew that she would take me to the dentist the next morning. I could not get what I wanted out of her without getting something more, which I did not want. I wanted immediate relief from the pain, but I did not get it without having my teeth set permanently right. And I know those dentists. I know they start fiddling around with all sorts of my teeth, and my teeth, they haven't even begun to ache yet. But they would not let sleeping dogs lie." As we close this service, I just want you guys to know how much you mean to me. At Open Gate, I see us as kind of a bunch of ragtag disciples that just love Jesus. And as best we can, we're reaching out to Him. And we admit to Him, "Lord, I've got this toothache, and I really do want You to be my dentist. I really do want You to not let sleeping dogs lie. I really do want You to do whatever it takes to make me whole and right and strong. I really do want to become more like You." And before we stand and close with this song, I just want to pray one more time. Lord Jesus, if there's one person today that knows about You, knows You're the narrow gate, knows You're the Savior of their soul, but they just aren't willing to give up what they know You're going to deal with, Lord Jesus, may today be the day that they would just let go. Invite You in. Receive You. And then let You go to work in their hearts and minds. That's my prayer, Lord Jesus, this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand and close our service just praising the Lord for who He is and what He's done for us.